guess, that, you know, you push a little bit harder. It's a little bit, you know, less normal for you to, you know, just sit around. And, you know, with our training staff here, they did a really good job of pushing the envelope, and I did too.
Did you have any fear even briefly that...
Yeah, absolutely. That was my first ever real injury. You know, I've had thumb surgeries and stuff like that, but to have something lower body extremity, I thought it was over. You know, I thought it was the worst. And we got the MRI, and the initial thing is, okay, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we're calm now, we got a shot. So say I'd be ready in week one, I didn't, honestly didn't think that either, but the body's weird.
What was your personal reaction once you got the MRI back?
Excitement, seriously. You know, nobody wants to go the whole football career and end it on an injury or something like that. So, or, you know, have an uphill climb to try to get back. It was excitement more than anything.
You talked about the O-line support driving you.
Today it was, like I said, I did all the individual, and like we got some Cleveland Pierce in and stuff like that. It reacted good.
So you remember how to do this?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things Coach T always said too, is I don't have to tell you what to do. You just be ready week one. And, that's the clutch thing about having a relationship with a coach like that too.
Is it just pain management the next week and a half, or is it a matter of is there a fear of a setback or something like that?
It's really minimal pain. The amount of time I've had in the rehab we've done has just been one of those situations where I'm feeling really good.
You talked about the O-line pushing you. Were you kind of humbled by it? There was a lot of support from your team. It seemed like you're a veteran now, and yeah. Everybody seemed to look up to you, I guess.
It was kind of fun today too, because not only my guys were excited, but it was defensive guys. You know, so I was like, man, we're glad to see you back in the jersey. So that's a feel good thing. You know, my thing is, when I always say to myself, when I'm done, I don't want to be a guy that you just totally forget about. You know, clearly, I've made my mark on some guys, you know, because they said the practice wasn't the same after I left, and it was fun to be back.
Ramon, were you spurred on by the exceptional play of B.J. Finney?
Was it spurred on? I know, he's a good player, so that's no, what do you want me to say?
No, were you motivated? Did you want to get back quicker? I mean,
this was the plan from day one, so it wasn't one way or the other. It just told me to get healthy, so there's no pressure there.
I don't know if it was exceptional. Thought you would agree.
What do you have to do from now to next Sunday?
Rehab, make sure the reaction of practice time and whatnot is good. You know, we don't want any swelling up or anything like that, or we don't want to aggravate, you know, what's left of the bruise type of thing.
So your focus is on getting back to play and everything, and in the game and everything, but did this adversely affect any possible extension or talks or anything like that?
Not really, because we're at a point now, if it happens, it happens. And if not, you know, it's up to me to have a great season. The way the market is now, we'll see how it goes, you know, one way or the other.
I mean, I'm sure you're there to answer this, but I'm sure you're asking it in a nice way. Is there, in the moment that you had it, was there a flash of like...
Oh, absolutely. Shout out Marcus Gilbert. Shout out to Marquise Pouncey again. Was it a thought of it was over?
Was there like a flash of like...
Absolutely. That's what I was telling him earlier. I've never had a major injury, ever. Should have told him I didn't want to talk either. That was my first real injury. Ever. When I felt my leg go back and hit a pop, 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 and all of that crap, I never heard that before. And then to have the guys tell me about it too, it's like Mike T paused it as my knee was fully backwards, and I'm grimacing then, still thinking about it. But a lot of things go through your mind. Like I said, you don't want to go your whole entire career and end it on an injury or have to go to IR when you've never been. I've always been a gamer. I've always been a guy to show up. So initially, that was my thought, like, no, we're not doing it this way. So when I found out I had a shot, I was doing everything I can rehab-wise, even though I hated every minute of it because I'd never been in a training room like that. But I'm just glad to be in this spot right now.